Al Eila Anivochia. This kina, another by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, is a vivid description of the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel. The kina begins with an introductory, five-line section, which states, Al Eila Anivochia, Eni Eni Yordamaim, Al Chorban Beit HaMikdash, Ki Horas Lechihudash, Espod B'chol Shana Mispeit Chadash, Al HaKodesh Ve'al HaMikdash. For these things I cry, my eyes drip water. For the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, because it's been destroyed, it's been trampled, I will say a eulogy every year, a brand new eulogy, for the holiness and for the Mikdash. This introduction is followed by 22 stanzas, each consisting of three lines. The stanzas move from Taf to Aleph in reverse alphabetical order. In the second of these 22 stanzas, we read, Shnei Mikdashim, Asher b'ma'ala u'v'mata, ze al gabe ze, ha'flu ba'alata. The two temples, the one above and the one below, one upon the other, darkened in gloom. This expresses a central theme of this kina, the fact that the Mikdash was the place where heaven and earth met. Indeed, the Paitan moves back and forth between descriptions of the destructive events taking place on earth and portrayal of the angels who are abandoning their stations in the temple. This allows us to express an important point about the nature of our mourning. The disappearance of the Beit HaMikdash does not mean that we lack some sort of beautiful synagogue. It means that the link between heaven and earth has been shattered. Imagine the ability to walk into a building and literally sense the presence of Hashem. Even more, imagine the ability, when you feel God's absence, to walk into a place where His presence is guaranteed to be experienced. A place where Hashem's angels congregate, where the feeling of the Shekhinah is almost tangibly present. That is what we lost, and with it, the ability to have that experience anywhere else as well. God cannot be found in His own house. Surely it must be even far more difficult to find Him anywhere else.